This is the shape of Texas. In 1960, Fort Worth got a new, modern expressway. The Interstate 30 overhead allowed motorists to speed past downtown on a raised freeway. But it also had an unwanted effect. It cut off the southern end of downtown. The concrete pillars and roadways separated some of the city's most interesting and historic buildings from the rest of downtown. The overhead loomed above Lancaster Avenue, making it feel cramped and dark. 40 years later, the Texas Department of Transportation, working with the city, relocated the interstate farther south across the Union Pacific Railroad tracks. The old overhead was dismantled, and by 2002, it was gone. That opened the way for Lancaster Avenue to undergo its own transformation. Fort Worth voters in 1998 approved bond money to redevelop the street between the eastern and western edges of downtown. With additional state and federal funds, the project will total about $14 million. City planners saw that redesigning Lancaster Avenue wasn't just a street project, it was a catalyst to revitalize the southern end of downtown. A team of community activists, city leaders, and urban design experts developed a concept to turn Lancaster Avenue into a landscaped boulevard. They envisioned a wide, four-lane divided street with a 14-foot wide median. EDAW, an international planning and design firm, and Gideon Toll of Fort Worth were selected as the design consultants. About 90 feet of the westbound right-of-way will be sold for private development. City planners expect the Grand Boulevard to attract office, retail, and residential space. It also will complement nearby attractions, including the Fort Worth Convention Center and the Water Gardens. Even before the Lancaster Avenue project was completed, downtown Fort Worth started to feel whole again after tearing down a piece of the past that divided it. For The Shape of Texas, I'm Bill Buff. Major funding is provided by Texas Architect Magazine, on the internet at texasarchitect.org, and by Acme Brick, enhancing the Texas landscape since 1891 with hard-fired clay brick, online at acmebrick.com.